The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I a bad influence?
Yes. Okay. Searching for a high of... Oh.
For what?
Did you want to say?
For my son. I think it's starting to come out that I'm... I'm bad for him, I think.
This is very strange of you to say because... Are you fishing?
I have one guess of what it could be.
I'm just saying this. Everyone, it's universally known in this room, in the texts, that Tiak is just this perfect husband, a perfect father. They have this little nuclear family, one boy, one girl, perfect age gap. Everything about him is just like, ugh.
And then he comes on here. And, you.
Well, no, it's fine. Yeah. But then you come in, it's like Margot Robbie coming into a room going, am I pretty? You're like, Margo, shut up. Of course you're pretty.
Okay. All right, well, that was my next question.
But... no, but I mean...
You don't have any guesses of what this could be?
What Tiak is doing...
Erica does. That's what I'm very like, what is it?
I'm sitting on it, guys.
You think...
I have one guess of the only thing I could think of that he might feel he's being a bad influence.
I don't have a guess. I know, like, his hoarding, his anxiety...
None of those.
No, it's not shoe related.
I think it might be shoe related.
It's not because he said that Leo will just like run around, crease his shoes, and he hates it, but he's letting his kid be a kid.
Thank you. Yes. I silently cringe inside. But as
the bad influence, he's probably poking him every once in a while.
No.
Going like,
no.
You guys are missing like the one thing I think could be glaring.
Leo's doing hard drugs. Making meth.
Is it that you eat fast food a lot?
Ooh.
Or ooh, I just started a new one.
Sounds like we just opened a whole new can of worms.
Oh, no.
That is a good one because we go out and we grab burgers a lot and we have our boy time. So the other day our whole family was out and we were like, let's stop at Five Guys. And Leo was like, I go there with Poppy.
Oh,
like, we don't.
Oh, that's so cute.
Kind of like, girls, you don't.
You're not allowed.
I'm like, no, they can come. It's just fine. They can come.
He's like, girls don't eat burgers.
Yeah.
Because your wife like cooks real food.
She does. Yeah.
She eats like foods that are green go into her mouth, not yours.
Right.
Well, and the other thing that I just have to bring up, because I think about it all the time now. We went to Texas and Leo was like, why are you going to Texas Roadhouse?
He did say that.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
So the night we got back, they went to Texas Roadhouse.
You're right.
It's
okay. He was so excited.
I don't even know what they serve at Texas Roadhouse.
Steak.
Okay. Steak. Yeah. And rolls
what?
And cinnamon
rolls
butter.
And the cinnamon butter.
Okay.
I'd move my flight up to get home earlier.
I would say.
Just so I could get to Texas Roadhouse.
So if it's not food related, as Erica has fully tried to out you of being a bad influence
and we
about that.
Down on
that's weird. No.
It's so my son got invited to go to a friend's house, a little play date. And instantly he's like, I can't wait. He says, but I want to bring something to show him. So he goes up to his room and he's like, I need my little backpack. And he grabs it and he packs it with what I assume like a toy or something he's going to show his friend. So he's ready to go. And my wife goes, well, hold on. What's in the backpack? What are you going to bring to your friend's house? And he's like, oh, nothing.
A gun.
Like, don't leave.
Oh, my gosh. Chill.
I bet I know what it is.
Needles. Mm. Hypodermic needles.
No.
Hazel, a dog. shoes.
Yeah. No, it was not shoes. Oh. No. It was. So finally, my wife's like, no, what are you bringing? So she opens the backpack and pulls out a pair of underwear because they're 5-year-old boys and underwear is the funniest thing ever. Just underwear. It's hilarious. So he's like, what? I'm going to see my friend. And I'm packing underwear because I'll say, hey, I brought something to show you and I'll pull out a pair of underwear. Oh, but it'll be hilarious. And my wife's like, you're not bringing a pair of underwear to your friends. And I'm like, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Hear him out.
Nothing. No.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Comedy.
What in the world are we doing?
It's pretty funny. It's like where his head is at. He's so, like, it'll make my friend laugh. And that's where I'm like, I've ruined him so much that he's thought, like, how can I make my... Oh, I know. I'll bring my underwear.
He's how old?
He's 5. Yeah.
And he's like...
It's a good bit. It's pretty. See? Slacker knows it's funny.
Slacker's crying.
It's killing me because I live by a mantra that you know.
Uh-huh.
What's
and
that?
It's a really bad mantra.
No,
it's Erica, I don't think I've ever said out loud to you, I've said some of the most vile things to you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how did you even think of that? And like, we talked about it the other day. We're on a plane together and I'm playing a flight simulator game and repeatedly crashing the plane. Yeah. Just to
imagine my anxiety that day.
Because
funny always wins.
Oh. Funny always wins.
So actually, T-Hack, I think we solved the answer. Uncle Slacker is the problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.